For instance, you can visit at 7 in the evening when it's busiest, order only a coffee and occupy a table for 2 hours and no one there will object. They seem to know. Someone who simply sits there for so long must have 1,000 wheels spinning in his head. And they know those spinning wheels will not let a person be. Eventually, he'll be overwhelmed. Just like the serene spaces of those photographs that buyers devoured and turned into the cluttered mess we have around us today. Let that all be. I don't mean to brood. Returning to this Vincent, he's a dark, tall fellow. A little over middle age, but strong, without the hint of a belly. He wears a white uniform, against which it's impossible not to notice an extravagant red kammarband. On his head is a white turban, its tuft sticking out like Krishna's peacock feather. I can't help feeling when Vincent is around serving coffee, pouring beer at a practiced angle, betraying the faintest of smiles as a patron affectedly applies a knife and fork to a cutlet, that he can take us all in with a single glance. By now, I suspect he knows the regulars at Coffee House better than they know themselves. Once, I came here when I was terribly agitated and found myself saying out loud as he placed a cup of coffee in front of me, "What should I do, Vincent?" I was mortified and about to apologize when he answered thoughtfully, "Let it go, sir." I suppose it might have been a generic response, but something about his manner made me take his words seriously. It was soon after that I abandoned Chitra and whatever there was between us. My life then took a turn that led to marriage. Now, let me not give the impression here that I believe in the supernatural. I don't. But then, neither do I go hunting for a rational basis for everything that happens. Today I've been sitting in Coffee House longer than ever before. I'm desperate for a sign of some sort. Part of me longs to speak to Vincent, but I'm holding back. What if his words hint at the one thing I don't want to hear? It's afternoon. There are few people around. Directly in my line of sight is a young woman in a blue t-shirt, scribbling something in a notebook. She's at a table that looks onto the street outside. Two books, a glass of water and a coffee cup sit on the table in front. A lock of hair has drifted onto her cheek as she writes. The girl is here at this time at least thrice a week. Sometimes there's a young man who joins her for a coffee and they leave together. It's the same table.